The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. The world will need new breakthroughs to tackle the growing threat of climate change. Whoever comes up with them stands to make a lot of money, and the places where those entrepreneurs do business will reap the benefits. Greentown Labs, outside Boston, Massachusetts, wants to play a major role in spawning new clean technology. VOA's Steve Barragona went to have a look.
At Greentown Labs, novice entrepreneurs can get business advice from veterans over ping pong. Sam White started this breeding ground for cutting-edge, less-polluting products. He's the co-founder of Promethean Power Systems.
The farmers pour their milk into this hopper.
They make a milk chiller for farmers in India that does not need a dirty diesel generator.
How cool is this?
White says when they got their first order in 2010, they were working out of a Boston-area office space.
And we started spilling oil and cutting metal in an office space was not going to cut it for that landlord, so I was desperate to find a warehouse.
When he found one, he shared it with three other startups to save money. But he discovered other pluses. One of his new roommates helped him write a $1 million federal grant.
We won the grant, and I thought, God, that was incredible. And then it just started to snowball that process of sharing and supporting each other.
White now shares Greentown Labs with 90 companies working on everything from energy storage to food production. Hardware is the focus here. Josh Grolo's company, Picos Wind Power, wants to lower the cost of installing wind turbines. He says he used to work with other startups in a shared office.
But they were developing apps and they were doing different financial startups, and really no one was working on clean tech, and certainly not clean tech hardware.
Keeping new businesses in the state is a major reason why the Massachusetts government has provided more than $2 million in grants and loans, says CEO Emily Reichert.
It's a job creator. It's that simple. You're also much more likely to build roots in that particular area.
So far, she says, Greentown Labs has created 1,500 jobs and added more than $330 million to the economy. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Somerville, Massachusetts.
You've been listening to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you join us next week for another edition. And stay up to date by checking into our website at voanews.com, as well as all of our social media platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.